请坐。
Please be seated.
我们就打开希伯来书第三章。
Let us turn to the third chapter of the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
班德龙一同开声来读。
Let us read it together.
我们开声来读第三章，我们从第七节开始来读。
Let us read from verse 7 onwards.
我们一同开声来读，每个人用你自己的语言来读。从第七节念到第十一节
Hebrews 7 to 11,
一二三，圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可应不行，像在旷野惹他发怒试探他的时候一样，在那里你们的祖宗是我探的，并且观看我的作为有四十年之久，所以我厌烦那世代的人，说他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为，我就在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。我要再念一次，大家注意其中很多很重要的词句。圣灵有话说，你们今日若听见他的话，就不可硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒试探他的时候一样，在那里你们的祖宗是我探我，并且观看我的作为有四十年之久，所以我厌烦那世代的人，说他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为，我就在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。我们再次低头祷告。
Let us pray.
说求主怜悯你无用的仆人，可以把你的真理毫无拦阻传讲清楚。说求主你预备我们的心，使我们尽心尽力领受主你自己至圣永恒的话语。说你活泼的圣言至圣的真道，要建造我们的灵性，要建立我们的信仰，使我们在你面前可以更加蒙你悦纳，有能力奔跑天路跟随你侍奉你，也把许多人带进你的国度。愿主听我们的祷告，我们感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你，阿们
阿们。
希伯来书第一章给我们看到耶稣基督比天使更高。
Hebrews chapter 1 tells us that Jesus is higher than the angels.
希伯来书第二章给我们看见耶稣比天使更低。
Whilst Hebrews chapter 2 tells us Jesus was made temporarily lower than the angels.
希伯来书第三章就要我们默想这一位比天使更高又成为比天使更低的耶稣与我们的关系是什么。
And chapter 3 wants us to meditate upon the relationship between us and this Jesus who was once higher and also lower than the angels.
在这里告诉我们的通蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊。
The Bible says, holy brothers who share in the heavenly calling.
你们要思念我们所认为是使徒是大祭司的耶稣。
Fix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and high priest whom we confess.
这第一节的前面的两句话是称呼我们基督徒所用的名词。
The word holy brothers refer to all of us Christians.
后面的两句话是称呼我们的救主耶稣基督所用的名词。
But the two phrases at the back refer to Jesus Christ.
而前面的这两句对我们的关系，同后面的这两句和耶稣基督的关系，都是把第一章跟第二章的信息总结以后所提出来的。
And these relationships are a summary of chapter 1 and chapter 2.
因为耶稣是自天而来的。
Because Jesus came from heaven.
所以我们接受基督就是接受从天而来的呼召。
When we accept Jesus, we accept the heavenly calling.
因为耶稣基督到世界上来成为祭司。
When Jesus came to become priest,
这个他就成为使我们成圣的救主。
Because of that, he becomes the Savior who has sanctified us.
这样这里说同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊。
And that is why the Bible says, therefore, holy brothers who share in the heavenly calling.
同蒙天召就是指我们领受了从天而来，高过天使的主给我们的呼召，给我们的救恩。
It means that we receive the calling from heaven from a Lord that is higher than the angels.
圣洁的弟兄就是指二章第十一节。所讲使人成圣以及得以成圣的都是出于父上帝，我们被称为圣徒。
And holy brothers refer to 2nd chapter verse 11, both the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family.
这样对基督徒这两个称呼是使我们与基督的关系很清楚，我们是耶稣基督的弟兄。
To call us holy brothers means that the relationship between us and Christ is very clear. We are his siblings.
那么这个已经蒙了天召又蒙成圣过程的基督徒呢，就当常常
A Christian will receive this calling and will be sanctified or to think about this Jesus Christ all the time. Who is this Jesus? It is a Christ that we believe in. A Christ we shall confess. And this is a confession that we confess Jesus as the apostle and high priest.
一个人相信接受耶稣基督以后, 应当有自己信仰产生出来基督论信仰的告白。
After a person accepted Jesus Christ, he ought to have a confession of his own Christology.
耶稣基督是大使徒,
Jesus Christ is the highest apostle.
这个名字还是 讲到整个第一章神差他的长子到地上来的那个结论。
This refers to the summary from chapter 1 how God sent his son.
因为全本圣经只有这一次耶稣叫做使徒。
Because this is the only place in the entire Bible where Jesus Christ was referred to as an apostle.
耶稣说呼召作为传福音给全世界的那些门徒
Those who have been sent to spread the gospel was referred to as the apostle.
他们称为使徒,
they were known as the apostle.
就是蒙差遣者的意思。
It means that they have been sent.
他们是蒙谁差遣的?
Who sent them?
蒙耶稣基督差遣的。
They were sent by Jesus Christ.
这个希腊文就是apostolos,
in Greek it's apostolos.
被差遣者的意思。
In other words, they are the ones who have been sent.
那希伯来书的作者把耶稣基督也称为使徒。
The author of Hebrew refer to Jesus as the apostle as well.
耶稣基督也是被差遣者。
Because in the same manner he was sent.
基督为使徒，同他所呼召的门徒做使徒是不一样的。
But he was different from the apostle that he sent.
耶稣所呼召的门徒被差遣的时候是多数的使徒。
When the apostles were sent, they were sent in the plural.
而耶稣基督是使徒，是单数的使徒。
But he is a singular apostle here.
所以基督是使徒中间最被
He is the greatest apostle among the apostles who were sent by God.
不是人差遣他,
he was not sent by men. He was sent by the Father. He sent Christ to send the apostle. He was the apostle above the apostle. He only apostle who came from heaven. So there is a combination here between this and John 3:17.
第十节也是吻合的。
John 3:10 says that God sent his son not to judge us,
要叫人因他得救,
but that we may be saved through him.
约翰一书第四章第十节说上帝差他的儿子做挽回祭。
First John 4:10 says God sent his son to be an atonement for us.
所以这个使徒跟其他的使徒是不一样的。
This apostle was then different from all other apostles.
这个使徒是成全救恩的使徒。
This apostle can accomplish salvation.
这个使徒是独一 担当世人的罪，被差遣的大使徒。
This is a great salvation, who is a great apostle, who is the only one who can bear our sins.
耶稣基督对他的差遣的使徒们讲一句重要的话。But
Jesus spoke a very important sentence to his apostles.
父怎样差遣了我？
How the Father sent me.
我照样差遣你们。
So I sent you now.
所以我们蒙基督差遣的人,
those of us who have been sent by Christ,
我们的侍奉要一生一世效法基督怎样顺从父给他的差遣。
And our ministry for the rest of our life will follow the example of how Jesus was submissive to God.
所以你注意第三章的时候,
when you take note of chapter 3,
你发现第一节是要我们思想耶稣的事情, 后来就讲到关于摩西的, 有关于以色列的试探上帝, 有关于以色列人的失败, 不能进埃及, 好像和耶稣基督完全就没有关系一样。
The first verse seems to be meditating on Jesus, but then it seems to go into Moses and the Israelites as if it has no connection at all.
我们上个礼拜从第二
From verse 2 to verse 6, last week we meditated upon the fact that Jesus surpasses Moses. Why is it important to know that Jesus was higher than Moses? Because
能被超越的最伟大的神所用的人一样。
Because the Jews elevated Moses to a state where he has to be the greatest among all.
所以如果没有打破这种错误的绝对化的观念的话，他们没有办法对神差遣的真正的使徒、真正的救赎主产生信仰。
There is a need, therefore, to break this understanding and superstition so that they can have a true faith in a real God.
而人类所能对神犯的最大的罪，莫过于不信。
The greatest sin that humanity has against God is the word unbelief.
不信神的存在。
Unbelieving of the existence of God.
是罪。
This is sin.
不信神的话语。
Not believing in His word.
是罪。
Is sin.
不信神的应许。
Not believing in His promises.
是罪。
Is sin.
不信神的救赎。
Not believing in His salvation.
是罪。
Is sin.
这些罪不能大过不信。神所差遣来的这位使徒耶稣基督。
But all these sins cannot be greater than the sin of not believing in Jesus Christ who has been sent by God.
全本圣经中间只有这一节提到耶稣基督是使徒，是我们一定要相信的神所差来的使徒。
In the entire Bible, this is the only place where it was mentioned that Jesus is the apostle whom we all ought to believe in.
如果你把第三章第一节跟最后一节做一个比较的话，
if you compare verse 1 to the last verse,
你看第三章第一节提到基督是使徒，
chapter 3 verse 1 tells us Jesus is the apostle.
最后一节提到他们不信。
But the last verse tells us that they did not believe.
为什么不信上帝跟不信耶稣拉在一起呢？
Why is there a connection between not believing in Christ and not believing in God?
耶稣基督是神。
Because Jesus is God.
你拒绝耶稣基督，你就是拒绝神。
If you reject Jesus Christ, you reject God.
所以讲第三章好像前后没有大的关联，没有特别的关系，其实这个关系是非常非常清楚的蕴藏在里面的。
On the surface, it seems that there's no relationship between verse 1 and the last verse, but actually it is hidden within the verses.
耶稣基督提到圣灵降临的时候，
When Jesus spoke about the Holy Spirit coming upon us,
他来了，叫人因为他们的这个对我的不信而责备他们自己。
He said that the Holy Spirit is sent so that they will be rebuked because of their unbelief.
他们为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己。
Because of sin, righteousness, and judgment, they will rebuke themselves.
为罪是因为他们不信我。
They were sinful because they do not believe in me.
所以第三章就是要告诉我们，对基督的不信，就是人对神所犯的最大的罪。
Chapter 3 tells us that the unbelief on Jesus Christ is the greatest sin of humanity.
所以从你表面上你没有看见这个重要的关键。
On the surface, it doesn't seem to say so.
全本圣经在这一章里面所要提的就是这个原则。
But this is the principle of the entire Bible.
摩西是在犹太人中间认为最高最高的一个神所用的仆人。
Moses was considered to be the greatest servant of God among the Jews.
但是摩西不应当成为他们信仰的对象。
But Moses should not be the object of worship by the Jews.
你不能把摩西当作你所信的一位。
You cannot think of Moses as someone whom you have faith in.
你只能透过摩西领受了神所赐给他的律法，来相信这位赐下律法的上帝。
Through Moses, you can believe in the laws that came from God and believe in the God who sent the law.
当上帝把他的儿子耶稣基督赐下来的时候，
When God gave His Son Jesus Christ,
你不但相信耶稣是神所赐下来的，
Not only do you believe that Jesus was sent by God,
你要把基督当作你信仰的一个真正的对象才可以的。
You must treat Jesus Christ as the end of your faith.
这就是犹太文化中间最难突破的一件事情。
This is the hardest thing for the Jews to break through into.
你对犹太人说你信上帝吗？他说是的。
If you ask the Jew, do you believe in God? He will say yes.
你信耶稣基督吗？他说不能的。
If you ask, do you believe in Jesus Christ? He will say, I can't.
我说信的上帝是独一的上帝。
Because I believe in one God.
只有这一位独一的上帝是我信仰的对象。
And He is the object of my faith.
而另外一位在地上的人没有一个是成了我信仰的对象。
Not a single person on earth can be the person whom I place faith in.
他们只能归属摩西，他们没有信仰摩西。
They can only rely on Moses, but they did not have faith in him.
他们经过红海的时候，就是受洗归入了摩西。
when they passed through the Red Sea, it's as if they had been baptized into Moses. In the teaching of Moses, they understood the one God. But Moses never declared that you believe in God, you must believe in me also. It was completely different for Jesus Christ. Jesus declared that you believe in God, you must believe in me.
And
this was the greatest and most terrifying challenge to the Jewish culture.
And
the system of faith that the Jews had had the greatest challenge under this declaration.
It's
as if the Bible telling us Jesus is the cornerstone that will trip a person. The stone will destroy anyone which he lands upon. And whoever fell himself upon the stone will be tripped. And Jesus Christ said to John the Baptist, who was in prison, that whoever was not tripped by the stone is blessed. Who can be not tripped by Jesus Christ? Why did Jesus trip another person? Because this saving Christ is also a Christ whom we abandon. And this great Christ of great power is also the same Christ who in weakness was crucified.
基督的十字架,
the cross of Christ and his death becomes the reason which trips us.
这位被钉在十字架上的基督就成为所有宗教的考验所有人类信仰的一个最大的挑战.
The Jesus Christ on the cross became the greatest challenge and test for all faith. Thanks be to God. That in history there is a Jesus Christ who was crucified, who could not protect himself at all, and by human reasoning is foolish, and by human understanding is weak. But the Bible tells us Jesus is the wisdom of God and the power of God. But upon the body of Christ, we cannot see the miracles of God and the power of God. And those who look for miracles will be disappointed at Calvary. And those who sought for power will be disappointed in front of the cross. When you preach the gospel, the cross becomes something which people hate. And this unbelief in Jesus Christ is therefore the failure of the entire faith. When a person rejects Jesus Christ, he rejects God. And the unbelief in Jesus Christ is the greatest sin against God. And this is the true theme of chapter
3.
The author of Hebrews said that Jesus was greater than Moses, who surpasses Moses. Through the great power of God, Moses led you out of Egypt, but all of you were destroyed in the desert. Only Jesus Christ brought us into the eternal promise of God through his suffering. And Moses brought the people into the wilderness and a generation passed away. The greatness of Moses ended in this death in the wilderness. And And the place where Jesus surpasses Moses was in the place where he could bring us into the eternal promise of God.
So, 犹太人所夸的是什么呢?
What does the Jew boast about?
没有大过摩西的。
They will say that there's no one greater than Moses. He was the greatest servant of God. But the Bible tells us that Moses was but a servant in the house of God. In the house of God, Moses was but a very faithful servant. But Jesus Christ is the master of the house of God. He was the only son of God. He is the elder son. He is the eldest son of God and the eldest brother of the church. Not only did he enable us to leave sin, in the second chapter he tells us that we sanctify ourselves through him. Because he is the one who makes men holy, and we are the one who have been made holy by him. The author of Hebrews says to the Jews, you have to think about the fact that Jesus was greater than Moses. Because when Moses died, he prophesied about the prophet that is to come. And Jesus Christ is the Savior that fulfills this prophecy by Moses. All Moses did was to rule over the house of God through the righteousness in the principle of God. And Jesus Christ is the Word of God Himself, and through the Word He sustains the world and the church. We ought to fix our thoughts on Jesus, the Apostle and High Priest whom we confess. We believe in Him. We follow Him. We look upon Him. We always think about Him. In this manner, we persevere all the way to the end. And we belong, therefore, to His family. Is the house of God the 12 tribes of Israel? No. The 12 tribes of Israel is just a representation of the eternal house of God. And this house is on earth, not from heaven. And all of us who are holy brothers who have been called by God belong to a family that is heavenly. That is why Jesus taught us to pray our Father who art in heaven. And the church is the heaven home represented on earth.
第六节告诉我们的坚持，我们的指望，我们就是他的家了。
And the Bible tells us we ought to persevere in the hope that we have in Him, and we become His house. Chapter 3 seems to be very disparate. But in the general principle of the Bible, we can link them all together. By the time we reach verse 7, there is a very important principle here. The Holy Spirit says, today if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts. We seldom see a verse like this. In the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit spoke to send Paul and Barnabas from Antioch. A phrase like the Holy Spirit says is very rare in the Bible. We want to understand what the verse 6-7 means. What does it mean when we say the Holy Spirit says?
领受的律法同全本旧约的话语都是圣灵所默示的。
It tells us that the entire Old Testament is under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
圣经是谁的话？
What, whose words is the Bible?
是上帝的话。
This is the word of God.
圣经是谁向谁讲的话？
Who spoke to whom?
圣经是上帝向人讲的话。
The Bible is the word of God spoken by God to men.
上帝用什么办法，透过什么向人讲话？
What is the method that God used to speak to us?
上帝用圣灵透过默示的办法对人讲话。
God used the Holy Spirit through inspiration to speak to us.
所以圣灵的话就是神默示要我们明白的话。
The words of the Holy Spirit are the words that God has inspired, words that we ought to understand.
圣灵是上帝的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
所以圣灵对人讲的话就是神要对我们讲的话。
The words of the Holy Spirit, therefore, is the word of God to us.
所以从间接来看。
From an indirect source.
第七节就告诉我们，希伯来书的作者相信全本旧约是神透过圣灵对人讲话的默示。
Indirectly, the author of Hebrews is telling us from verse 7 that the entire Old Testament is the word of God.
圣灵有话说。
The Holy Spirit says,
今日你们都听见上帝的话语。
Today, if you hear His voice,
你们就不可硬着心。
Do not harden your hearts.
这句话到底有什么意思呢？
What other meaning is there in this
word? 这就是这个已经启示圣经的圣灵也是继续断继续不断每天在现在的时刻中间对人做感动工作的上帝。
It means that the Holy Spirit who has inspired the word of God is also the Holy Spirit that will continually speak to us, the God who will move our hearts.
圣灵每天用已经启示的话来光照我们，来教导我们，来感动我们。
Every single day, the Holy Spirit will use the revealed word to enlighten us, to teach us, to guide us.
这样基督徒对圣经的态度应当是怎么样呢？
So what kind of attitude should a Christian have towards his word?
我们相信圣经是曾经在历史在时间空间里面人受圣灵默示写下来已经成了神的话语。
We believe that the Bible is the word of God that was inspired by the Holy Spirit that was formed in the history of man.
像 in time, in space, in a certain period of history, some certain person have been inspired by Holy Spirit personally. 他们是个别的在他们每个生活中间受圣灵感动写下来。
And it was written by people who were individually inspired by the Holy Spirit at a certain time space.
虽然时代过去,
although the generation has passed,
虽然领受末世的地区与我们很遥远,
although the times where the Bible is written is far away from us,
但是这个时空的距离,
but these time space differences
没有减少上帝话语的权威,
will not reduce the power of the Word of God.
因为上帝的话在那个时代、那个人、那一段时间中、那个地区中间所隐藏的原则，每一天都是新的。
Because the principle that is hidden at that time, at the time of writing, is still new to us every single day.
所以那些话语在今天还是适合我们每一个人需要。
Which is why the Bible says today it still fulfills our need.
圣灵有话说。
The Holy Spirit says,
今日若听见上帝的话，
Today if you hear His voice,
你就不可硬着心。
Do not harden your heart.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
神讲过的话是永恒的真理。
It means that the word spoken by God is the eternal truth.
神讲过的话是透过圣灵的大能大力默示下来。
The word of God is sent to us through the Holy Spirit.
神讲过的话是在时空里面默示下来，却是永恒的原理在地上的彰显。
The word of God was inspired in time, space, and written down, but it's a manifestation of the eternal will of God on earth.
神的话语是每天你一听见，你就有责任去接受，用温柔的心去把它接纳起来。
And every day when we hear the word of God, we have the responsibility to receive it in gentleness.
所以神要人对他的反应是什么呢？
What is the response that God wants from us?
用柔软的心领受所栽种给你们的道。
We ought to receive the word of God in gentleness in our hearts.
要用谦卑的心来顺服神对你所讲的话语。
With a heart of humility, we ought to be submissive and obedient to the word of God.
你要用立志遵行的态度等候神所给你的命令。
With a determined attitude, we ought to await the commandments of God.
这个人对神的回应一个应当有的态度。
This is the right attitude we ought to have in response to God.
I have told you many times. Man is not equal to what he thinks, what he acts, what he behaves, what he feels, a man is equal to what he reacts before God.
我跟你讲过很多次，人的生命不在于他对。 本身的行动，他所做的一切，他所思想的一切，而在于他对上帝的反应到底是怎么样的。所以我们的永恒怎么样决定呢？ So how do we determine our eternity?
我们永恒中间的位置怎么定位呢？
How do we determine the position of ourselves in eternity?
就是决定你有生之的每一天这一天。 听见神的话的时候，你怎样回应他？
It is determined by your response in every single day of your life. How do you respond back to God when you hear Him?
历史历代的圣徒，每一次神的话临到他的时候，他有恐惧战兢、谦卑顺服的心，领受上帝的话语。
All the saints of all generations, when the word of God is upon them, they receive it with fear in their hearts.
这些话就成为 他在神面前的信仰,
and all these words become the faith he has before God.
所以圣经的信道是从听到来的,
That's why the Bible says believing comes from hearing.
而道的具体彰显就是耶稣基督,
the manifestation of the word is Jesus Christ.
我信基督,
so I believe in Christ.
我信基督是神所差来的救主,
I believe that he is the Savior sent by God.
我信他是上帝的大使徒,
I believe that he is the great apostle of God and the high priest of God.
基督是神的使徒,
Christ is the apostle of God and the high priest of men.
基督做使徒是代表神,
As an apostle, he represents God and spoke to us.
基督做祭司是代替人向神求赦罪。
As a high priest, he represented men to ask for mercy from God. And he becomes an intermediary between God and man. He was different from Moses. Moses cannot be the end of our faith.
And 耶稣基督, he should be the object of our belief.
但是耶稣基督应该是我们信仰的中心。我刚才提到一句话。
我有些更清楚的解释给你们。I
want to explain something in detail.
我信神，我信神所差来的，这很重要。I
believe in God and I believe in Him whom He has sent. This is very important.
我信上帝，我信他差耶稣做使徒，这很重要。I
believe in God and I believe that He has sent Jesus as apostle. This is important.
但是这个信念不成为基督教的信仰告白的一句话。But
this faith is not part of our confession.
回教徒却把这个精神抓去。
But the Muslim has this understanding.
They adopt this kind of principle. 为什么呢? In the 回教徒就叫 Islam.
Because the Muslim belongs to the faith called Islam.
Islam, I-S-L-A-M. 也就是一天五个时辰的第一个字母的代表。
Islam is I-S-L-A-M. Each letter represents the different timing, 5 times of the day.
在太阳下山的时候,
when the sun sets,
那个时辰叫做 Maghrib,
it's called Maghrib.
是用 M 开始的,
so it starts with M.
第一个时辰, 第二个时辰, 第三个时辰, 第四个时辰, 第五个时辰, 他们都要重新宣布一次。
For 5 times a day, they have to recite their faith.
所以这五个字叫 Islam 是 Islam.
And using the first letter of every single time frame is Islam.
一个礼拜一天要五次祷告，把任性宣布出来。
Every day they have to pray 5 times to tell of their confession.
他们宣布中间任性讲些什么话呢？
What is in their confession?
他说我信上帝是独一的上帝。
The first one is, I believe that God is one.
我信穆罕默德是他钦差所特别差遣来的大使徒。
And I believe Muhammad to be the greatest prophet that he has sent.
他们认为穆罕默德是所有使徒中间最后的使徒，也是最大的使徒。
And they believe that Muhammad is the greatest of all prophets that God has sent.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
这样他们就否定了基督是比穆罕默德更大的。
In this way, they deny that Christ is greater than Muhammad.
他们认为穆罕默德是超过历史中间所有曾经来过的使徒。
And they believe that Muhammad was greater than all prophets or apostles that came.
这一节的圣经第三章的第一节,
But chapter 3, verse 1,
其实是提到基督徒是对基督有这种信仰, 对象把他当作神所差遣的使徒，这种重要的告白。
And this is the first one, it's a confession that Christian ought to have towards the person who has been sent by God.
那么对基督的不信,
when you do not believe in Christ,
我们从第七节一直到最后呢，透过犹太人的旧约中间对神的不信的这个写照，把它衬托出来了。
The situation is as if in verse 7 all the way to verse 12.
你们听见主有话，就不可硬着心。
Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts.
那这句话当然是很好的。
It seems to be fine.
我们今天听见上帝的道，我们就柔软下来。
When we hear the word of God, we ought to be gentle in our hearts.
我们听见上帝的话, 我们就谦卑下来。
We ought to be humble in our hearts.
好不好啊?
It seems to be a good 好不好? Thing.
很好,
it seems great.
听见上帝的话, 这句话的意思不是这么简单的。
But it is not so simple when we say we hear His word.
听见上帝的话, 这句话最浓缩的时候, 就是你听见基督的时候, 你不可不信他的意思, 你的基督就是上帝的道。
Because the other explanation, the most accurate explanation is when you hear the voice, it means that you hear Jesus Christ, you must believe in Him because He is the Word of God.
以色列啊, 你要听。
Israel, you need to hear.
神要求以色列在众民族中间成为一个对上帝打开耳朵一个听的民族。
God wants Israel to be a people who open up their ears towards God.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为只有神的道给听进去的时候可以造就这个民族。
Because only the word of God can change the people.
当这个道成了这个民族的道士的时候,
when the word becomes the guidance for the people,
这个民族就有盼望了。
There will be hope for these people.
一个百姓领受神的话，这个百姓就在真理里面建造自己了。
When the people receive the word of God, they establish themselves in the truth of God.
以色列，你要听。
Israel, listen.
有就立志立代上帝差遣先知，把上帝的话传讲，使他们可以听。
From generations to generations, God has sent prophets after prophets to speak after speaking so that they will listen and listen again.
圣灵有话说,
the Holy Spirit says,
今日,
today,
听见上帝的道理,不可硬着心。
If you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts.
那么犹太人最后失败在哪里呢?
What is the failure of the Hebrews?
就是他什么先知他都听, 耶稣基督自己到世界上来的,
Their major failure was that they listened to all prophets except Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督说，我把真理告诉你们，你们就因此降杀我。
And Jesus said, I tell you the truth, and because of that, you won't kill me.
他们就在基督的身上绊倒了。
And they were tripped on the body of Jesus Christ.
他们没有办法听到最高超的、最实际的、最具体的、最浓缩的。 最重要的中心点，神的道，基督自己。
They cannot hear the most important and the utmost message, and that is the word of God is in Jesus Christ.
第七节还是联系了基督论的问题的。
Verse 7 again tells us about Christology.
接下来我们要注意的第八节怎么讲呢？
What does verse 8 tells us?
我们大家一同注意来看。
Let us look at verse 8.
希伯来书第二章第八节怎么讲呢？ 就不可硬着心。 像在旷野惹他发怒试探他的时候一样的在那里你们的祖宗试我探我并且观看我的作为有40年之久
Chapter 3 verse 8 Do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion during the time of testing in the desert where your fathers tested and tried me and for 40 years saw what I did
这里给我们看见犹太人因为不信他们对神的作为有一些很错误的回应
It tells us that because of their unbelief, the Jews had a very wrong reaction to God. And these reactions are things that will occur throughout time.
第一,
Firstly,
对上帝硬着心,
hardening of the heart towards
什么意思呢?
God. What does this mean?
他们绝对不肯顺服神的话语,
it means that they are not willing to be obedient to the word of God.
硬着颈项的牛马一样的,
It's like a cow that hardened his neck.
没有办法叫他回头,
it is not possible to turn him around.
硬心的也是如此,
a hardened heart is like that.
硬心的人听了上帝的道, 他的反应是什么呢?
What is the response of a person who has hardened his heart?
他把上帝的话语当作平常。
He will treat the word of God as a normal thing.
这算什么?
What is this?
这些道可听不可,客听不听都可以的。
And these words are not very important to me.
这些话没有什么特别的意义。
There is nothing special about them.
今天我们有许多的基督徒对神所给我们的话语就有这样的态度,你明白吗?
Many Christians have the same attitude towards the word that God has given to us.
你说怎么知道呢?
How do I know this?
因为你听完了,你没有改变。
Because there is no change in your life after you listen.
凡是听了神的话,生命不产生改变的人, 都是把神的话当作
Those any one of us who does not change our life after listening to the word of God despises the word of God.
一生一世终究听上帝的道，从来不明白，因为他们从来没有改变。
Some people who have listened to the word of God all their life have never changed their life and they have never understood.
那句话成了改变他一生一切的思想行为一个最重要的一个转捩点。
But some people can listen to just one verse from the Bible and it will shock them into changing their entire life.
你看到这样的人吗?
Have you met a person like that?
你看到有一些青年人参加一次聚会回来完全改变吗?
Have you seen some young people attending a worship service and completely change their life?
你看过这样的弟兄吗?
Have you seen a brother or sister like that?
你看过这样的姐妹吗?
Have you seen a sister like that?
我亲眼看见很多人在一次的聚会里面神把他完全
I have seen many people who have been changed by God by just one meeting. Because they are shocked that there is such a word that enters into my life. These are precious words. Because these words are so precious, they love it, they meditate upon it, and they think about it, and the word changes their life. What kind of attitude do you have towards the word of God? What kind of response do you have towards the opportunity that God has given to you? Do you say that it's okay, I'm going to miss this one? He is always going to preach anyway. It doesn't matter, I can just read myself. I tell you, when the word of God is in effect moving, it is a stimulation in your life. In the words of
Kaobao. When
you suddenly meet God and when you're in touch with God, the word of God has an explosive power to change your life. And this is not a subjective theory. It is something that you actually experience yourself.
That is an individual event in your experience. So it becomes an event. 在你这么生命过程中有了这个事件，就是神的道临到了我了。It
means that in your life you encounter this event, and that is the word of God is upon me.
如果你硬着心,
if you harden your heart,
神就不做这个工作,
and God is not going to work this way to you.
如果你不硬着心,
but if you soften your heart,
那你要看神给你的话是何等的尊贵,
you want to look at how precious the word of God is.
像第二章第一节告诉我们,
like chapter 2, verse 1,
我们就越发
We must pay more careful attention to what we have heard.
恐怕我们随流失去,
so that we do not drift away.
不是上帝的道随流失去,
it was not that the word of God will drift away.
我们随流失去,
but that we will drift away.
我们在道中变得无分无关的人,
we will have no relation to the word.
我们变成被道所丢弃的,
we will have been abandoned by the word.
当一个人硬着心的时候,
when a person hardens his heart,
把上帝的话当作平常,
when he treats the word of God as normal,
把上帝的恩典当作玩具,
and the grace of God as if it's a toy,
把上帝给他的机会当作没有价值,
when we treat the opportunities that God has given to us as worthless,
这样神的话就变成在他生命中间是一个没有意义的声音了。
The word of God will become meaningless chatter in his life. But to those people who pay careful attention to the word of God,
如果硬着心拒绝上帝的话语,
when a person hardens his heart and rejects the word of God,
那怎么办呢?
What will we do?
他就在他的生活中间,无形中间,慢慢激动上帝的怒气,而他不自救。
Invisibly, he will incur the wrath of God slowly and without knowing it.
上帝讲一次,
God will say it once.
你不改,
when you do not change,
再讲一次,
God will say it again.
你不改,
and you repent.
上帝讲了几次你都一样的话,
if you remain the same after many times,
你还以为那是你的自由,
you think that you are free.
你无形中正在惹上帝的怒气,
but unknowingly, you are incurring the wrath of God.
因为上帝虽然是不轻易发怒的上帝,
although God is a God that does not get angry easily,
不长久刑罚,
and he does not hold his anger for long.
他不轻易发怒,
he doesn't get angry easily.
神的宽容有一个终极的目的, 就要领你悔改, 不是让你可以随便玩弄恩典。
But the forgiveness of God has a purpose, and that is for you to turn around, not for you to abuse it. Many a times the sinners doesn't have this understanding. So when we sin, we say, well, God did not punish me. And it's the same thing when I sin again. We think that the grace of God is so simple then. And the word of God is something we can do without. The judgment of God will never come. Why? Because I've sinned continually and nothing happens. And the more I sin, the more at peace I am. Dear brothers and sisters, when we continue to sin and we have, do not have any judgment in our life, it doesn't mean that the grace of God is still upon us. Romans chapter 2 tells us, you are incurring the wrath of God until such a day when it overflow and the judgment day come, you will not be able to withstand it. We cannot incur the wrath of God. When we incur the wrath of God, it means we are provocating God. That means we make Him angry. We try our best to make Him angry.